webcast is sponsored by Ventura Web Development and Promotion, passionately helping small business succeed online. Is your website in need of an upgrade? Do you need help with social media and the promotion of your business? Ventuative can help develop and implement a strategy that is best suited to your business. Promotional packages are also available. So contact Ventuative today for your free quote. And we thank Ventuative for supporting Tech Webcast. Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So, Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3, that's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tech Webcast. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. Thank you.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast.
Beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast podcast. Episode 445, recorded on 30th September 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. noon Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app and also the Android app. And you can support us also on Patreon at patreon.com/techwebcast. I'm Aldwyn Altenay, and our fellow hosts today are Brad and Jacob. Daryl's not with us at the moment. Hopefully he will join us a little bit later. And we have a special guest all the way from Canada. We have the host of the YouTube channel 33 RPM, Frank Landry. Welcome, Frank.
Oh, thanks very much for having me. Hello, Tech Webcasters.
Hello, Frank. How are you, mate? Good to have you on the podcast, buddy.
Thanks you very much. Thank you for having me on here. I got to tell you, I have your theme song stuck in my head now. You got to get that pressed on vinyl someday. You got a hit on your hands there.
Yeah, it's awesome, mate. It's good intro, mate.
It's excellent.
Yeah. How's your week been, Aldwyn? Any exciting happened during the week?
Yeah, I've had a really big week. I ran my first two-day Media Blitz workshop, which was fantastic, and we had people come all the way from Gosford and Brisbane and all over the Gold Coast. Wow. It was a really good workshop, and so I ran that this week. That's all about teaching people how to get publicity and how to market also using social media, and that just rocked it. I did a few Facebook Lives of that you can have a look at, and this week's going to be really busy too because I'm organising the 11th Animal Action Night. I'm doing a big fundraiser for elephants coming up next Saturday. We've got about 10 performers and three speakers, and it's going to be a huge night. And it's a fundraiser for World Animal Protection, which is helping to save elephants that have been abused from the entertainment industry. So it's a really good cause, and it's Animal Action Night for Elephants. So just been really, really busy, actually, Brad. And I'm off to America in a few weeks for about a month, so it's going to be busier times ahead. So
Are you going to go and see Jacob?
Oh, well, I'm going to LA and Hawaii, so maybe if you can meet me there. I'm not heading sort of towards you, Jacob, but maybe we can organise something. It'd be great to actually meet in person one day. So, yeah, that would be cool. But, at this stage, just LA and Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
Hawaii's not that far from me.
How far is it from
you? Oh, really?
How far is it, Jacob?
That's like 500 miles.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good, Audwin. Enjoy your trip to America. I hope that's going to be awesome.
Thanks.
Jacob, how's your week been, mate?
Oh, it's been pretty good. It's been good.
All right, good stuff, mate, good stuff. We got Frank on from Channel 33 RPM. Good to have you on the podcast, Frank.
I am happy to be here. Thanks again.
We are all vinyl fans here, me especially, Jacob as well, and Audwin. And I've been checking out your channel for a while now, Frank. It's awesome stuff, mate. I love it.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun to do that and really to connect with people from all around the world like this. That's one of the, I was going to say side benefits, but it's really one of the primary benefits.
Exactly. And the first question is, how long has the channel been around for?
It is going on to 3 years, and it's really flown by. It kind of just started as something to occupy the time, and it's kind of just snowballed, and it's just it's part of my weekly routine now. It's a lot of fun doing that, and as I said, connecting with folks like you guys and just people all around the world and talking about records and vinyl and gear and all that sort of fun stuff.
That's awesome, and I love the visits you do to the shops and stuff. When you do the videos, when you visit the shops and stuff, so that's the best part.
Oh, okay, well, no, I appreciate that. Those are a lot of fun to do, and a lot of those is just, you know, out and about and just grabbing the phone and just starting shooting video and just, you know, see what happens. The technology we have nowadays is so amazing. We have the technology in your pocket even just to shoot sort of high definition video anywhere you're at.
Definitely, especially for me. I'm in Australia here, and I haven't seen much of America. I actually never been to America, so, you know, it's a privilege for me to see what you film and stuff, Frank, and other people as well who do vinyl stuff. And
well, and the same goes for me too. There are some I enjoy watching some of the folks who do some of the vinyl stuff out in Australia as well. It's just it's a whole different world, and it's literally the other side of the world.
Yeah, it is indeed. Jacob, what's your view on all this? I know for a fact I show Jacob around a few Melbourne record shops, and what's your opinion, Jacob, on this?
I love it.
You love it. I know that. But what about me? What's your opinion on this, Frank?
Ah. They're getting some vinyl and stuff in there. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Frank, what's your favorite artist at the moment you've been buying on vinyl?
Oh, my gosh. It's always the hardest question, right? Because it all, you know, it depends on mood and so many other things. I've been... Joe Bonamassa, I have to say. And actually, he's in town. He's playing here tonight, and it's completely sold out. But I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Joe Bonamassa. He's a fantastic sort of bluesy, heavy blues kind of artist.
Okay.
And he's getting a lot of spins lately, for sure.
Nice one. Odo, any questions?
Frank, why did you start your show?
Do you know what? It's sort of funny because we have young kids at home, so my wife works from home. So they're growing up now, but so she would work evenings. I had nothing. I didn't have anything better to do. That's a horrible way of saying it. But I was watching a lot of these YouTube videos and folks doing it. So I got in front of a camera, and the early videos were horrible. They were absolutely horrible. I was really stiff, and I didn't think it went over very well. However, I just started doing it to occupy the time, in a sense. I just start meeting people, and I start snowballing. And now there's a new video posted every Sunday. I say Sunday. In this part of the world, it is Sunday. But for you guys, it goes live on Mondays. So, you know, it's just something that started for fun. And it's snowballed into meeting a lot of people. And, you know, I get products for reviews sometimes. And the odd day, I get a record in the mail. And it's a lot of fun to do.
Awesome. And how have you promoted it as you've gone along?
This is sort of, so it started off as fun, then I kind of turned it into an experiment, in a sense, an experiment in marketing and branding. In my real job, my day-to-day life, I used to be a newspaper reporter, but nowadays I work in marketing and communications. So I was like, I wanted to test in my own private life some of these, you know, different branding techniques and whatnot. So, of course, social media, and then I accidentally started a t-shirt shop, and now I sell, you know, literally like dozens, not dozens a month, but I sell, you know, several, I make okay money now selling t-shirts on the side as well. So it's kind of really just gone on in all sorts of different directions, accidentally in so many ways.
Wow. So newspaper reporter interests me because I've been a newspaper reporter as well for many years.
Okay. Yeah.
So who did you work with and what's your experience there?
Sure. So there was it was a chain of newspapers across Canada. It's called Sun Media. So I worked for a couple of different newspapers in there. I was primarily a political reporter. I reported on politics at the provincial level and at the federal level to an extent as well. I always tell people my best experience is the fact that I've interviewed, when I left that career, I'd interviewed every living Canadian prime minister, except for the new prime minister, Trudeau, because he was elected, of course, after I left. Oh. Sorry about that. Anyway, so yeah, of course, so I worked in that industry for 12, 13 years, and it was, I quite enjoyed it.
Wow. Fascinating. That's an interesting transition. So going from traditional media to now the YouTube format of media, how are you finding that as a different medium for you?
Well, you know, I left the whole journalism world and I worked in PR and marketing and that kind of stuff. I sort of missed creating sort of my own kind of stuff and connecting with folks. So one channel is obviously YouTube, where you can kind of do your own thing. And I mean, parts of it are journalistic-like, right? You go out and interview people and that sort of stuff. So it's a whole new world. I mean, how amazing is this that I'm on this side of the world, I'm talking to all you folks, and it's just the world's gone a lot smaller in that sense. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'd agree. And what I'm seeing now is a lot of social media blending with traditional media. A lot of traditional journalists are now looking to social media for story ideas. So things are really merging in the media world as well, from as you know, for where we get our news from.
For sure. I'm not sure what's like on your side of the world, but here, the traditional news is not doing great, of course, because no one wants to pay for news anymore. It's kind of like music. You're used to getting it for free. People might get their music for free. So, of course, the newspapers and whatnot are downsizing and there's fewer staff on. And that has consequences as well. Is that a similar situation there?
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of people getting retrenched in the media industry. And so a lot of people are really scared they're going to lose their jobs, and there's increasing pressures on journalists. So it is definitely tightening up here, and things have changed incredibly in the mainstream media world. A lot, you know, some people are going over to PR, some people are going into completely different industries altogether, but basically there's no job security in traditional media anymore.
Yeah, it's a changing world.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about monetizing your YouTube channel? Have you done anything to monetize it?
I have. I mean, I'll be honest, my primary motivation is not the money. I mean, no one's ever going to say no to money, right? But I have a job. I pay the bills and whatnot. But I mean, it's monetized. There's various ways to monetize. The most basic ways to enable AdSense or ads on your YouTube channels. But honestly, through that, you get, you know, it works out to the equivalent of a Canadian dollar. And the Canadian dollar is basically on par with the Australian dollar. So you make about $1 per 1,000 views. So, you know, through the ads, I don't make a lot, but I sell t-shirts and whatnot. So I make a few bucks a month, and it's enough to fuel the vinyl addiction, so to speak. But my primary motivation is not the money. It's really enjoying it and having fun, and it's and connecting with a lot of different people.
Which is great. However, if your steady job suddenly disappeared, then wouldn't it be great to be able to make steady income from your YouTube channel and do something?
Of course. Yeah. I don't know. I still think that vinyl is a real niche. I'm not sure. Could someone make a living off of doing vinyl-related YouTube videos? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if anyone has done that yet, but definitely, you know, who knows, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, it's a growing niche. Brad's a big vinyl fan, aren't you, Brad?
Yes, I am indeed, and so are you, Audun.
Yes, I am as well. I am as well, but I keep seeing you posting your vinyl videos up on Facebook, yeah. Brad, and it's great. You know, there's nothing quite like vinyl, the classic feeling you get from holding a record or playing a record.
The audio quality is fantastic. If you have the right equipment, speakers and that sort of stuff, you would enjoy you even get more enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, can I cut in?
Go ahead, Jacob. Yep, go ahead.
Well, I was watching a few YouTube videos a couple days ago. The people are using, have you heard of a company called Roland?
No.
No, I haven't.
I haven't heard of that.
It's actually pretty good. They're a music company. This guy I was watching, what he did is he put all of his music, he had all these media mixers that play like the music, the media files and stuff like that. But it sounded like he was playing vinyl in a good way.
Hmm. Okay, interesting.
It's stuff from the 80s and stuff. It was all old game music and stuff like that. It sounded like it was right outside my laptop.
Okay, well, it's not really vinyl related stuff, is it? But anyway, Frank, tell us.
But
go ahead, Jay.
They do have game music going on vinyl, though.
Yes, I do. All right. So, Frank, tell us more about your channel and what have you been up to lately? Are you great videos? I'll paste a couple of videos on my blog. Your recent video was cheap or new equipment. Is that right?
Right. The latest one was the whole question of what to buy. Is there a question from a viewer? New? Talking about gear, equipment, stereo equipment, new or sort of vintage and what to buy. And that's sort of one of the big questions, right? It's impossible to answer. Only someone you can decide for yourself if you want to go for a vintage setup or a new setup. Of course, new gear is getting pretty expensive, but the old gear is hard to find. So sort of the age-old question, right?
Yeah, exactly. I bought a Rodetail amp, which cost me about $130, and I bought a couple of bookshelf speakers, cost me about $164. And Jacob actually suggested them for me, so I went and got them, and they work fantastic. The Rodetail amp is awesome, great amp.
Yeah, the speakers are, I think, 160 decibels,
something like that. Yeah.
So is that a vintage setup or?
The Rodetail amp. It's a Rodetail amp. Yeah, and the speakers are Sherwood.
Is that newer gear or is that
the speakers? Older? The speakers are new, but the Rodetail amp is older, but I bought that off eBay, and I haven't had a problem with it at all.
A question.
Go ahead, Jacob.
Aldwin does.
Go ahead, Aldwin. Go ahead, Aldwin.
We communicated via chat. If anyone's wondering how Jacob just knew that I had a question, Frank, what I'm wondering is what sort of technology do you use to actually run your show?
In terms of the YouTube.
Yeah, in terms of the YouTube, like when you go out and about, what sort of camera do you use or what sort of technology do you use to actually put it together?
Sure. Well, most of my videos are shot in what I call the music room, but it's in my corner of the basement. But that's just using sort of a Sony high-definition camcorder that is using a Rode microphone and, just a basic lighting kit. And then for editing, I use Final Cut Pro on Mac. OS X, OS 10. And then when I'm out and about, I don't do as many out and about videos as I'd like to. I've done some at the flea market. I went down to Mexico last year. I think I'll do one out and about. There's a record show coming up. When I do that, sometimes I bring the Sony high definition camcorder, but oftentimes I just have a Samsung smartphone and I just, we'll just shoot video with that. And it's just amazing the technology you get in such a small device, right? And it allows you just to improvise, just to pull it out and just start shooting video. So, the whole system isn't too complicated. But that's sort of the beauty nowadays where, for under $1,000, you can get a decent setup for yourself.
That's awesome. So you're obviously a Mac guy then, and same with your phone. Do you have a Mac phone as well, iPhone?
Sorry, do I have a Mac what?
iPhone.
Do you have an iPhone as well?
I don't. I saw Brad. Brad loves his iPhones.
I do. I love Apple. I love
my iPad right now, too.
I do love Apple, and I've used I've used Apple for 20 years, but they've been bothering me lately. They're getting too big, and they're just the fact that they make their devices to basically self-destruct after 5 years has really been bothering me. So for my latest phone, I went for Samsung, and you know, that might be a curse word. I'm not sure, but yeah, for computers, I'm a Mac guy for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, Mac is awesome.
Can I cut in and say something about the phone, the new phone?
Yes, Jacob, go ahead.
Yeah, people are already having problems with the iPhone 8s already. They're saying the when it's charging, the battery starts to bulge and it's cracking the screen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've seen that this morning. I've seen that right about that this morning. Yeah, that's weird, that. That's very weird.
That's what happens to my my old iPod.
Mm.
So things aren't the same since Steve Jobs left the planet, I guess. And just to make you feel a bit better then, Frank, I have a Samsung phone as well, and I have a MacBook Air. And I do love my MacBook Air laptop. However, I've been using a Samsung phone for a few years now, and I prefer it over the iPhone because iPhone keeps updating things and you've got to stick with Apple every time. So I find it quite limiting. I think you can do a lot more with the Samsung personally. However, with the iPhones, I think the camera and the video quality is really, really good. So
yeah, definitely.
So, you know, there's pluses and minuses, I think, both ways. But that's a bit concerning about this iPhone 8, Jacob. That's very concerning. I would be worried about that if I had an iPhone 8.
Exactly. So, Frank, do you go to many record fairs, mate? Like, how often do you go to record fairs?
Do you know what? I just moved to a new city, so I'm learning the ropes here. I moved back to my hometown. We left here 12 years ago, and I said goodbye in the rearview mirror, and I thought I'd never come back. And, you know, I guess you can go back home. Who says you can't go back home? So we did. So I'm just learning the ropes here. There's a record fair coming up in a couple of weeks. I am going to check that out. And then where I'm living too, I'm living about an hour from the border of the United States. And I think there's another record show coming up in the we live near North Dakota, the state of North Dakota. So I'm going to head down there, I think, in a couple of weeks as well. So I will find out. Stay tuned to channel33rpm.com.
Definitely,
shameless plug there, and just we'll check out those record shows.
Yeah, definitely. I actually went to a record fair a few weeks ago, and I loved it, but I don't really see the point in going to because there's all new stuff and there's not really much. What's the point of going to a record fair versus going to a shop? Is it the prices or depending on what you're after?
So the ones I go to is typically mostly used records. If it was mostly new, I would just, that would be frustrating. So was that your experience?
Yeah, it was, to be honest. Yeah, it was. A lot of new stuff, not much secondhand stuff, and it was pretty pricey, yeah. And versus what you guys buy over there. I've watched David Michael's channel and yours and a couple other people, and, you know, what you people find, it's unbelievable, you know?
So out of curiosity, for a brand new record, a new release, how much would that sell for in Australia?
About between $36, $40, depending on what it is.
Okay. And here that would be about, and again, the Australian and Canadian dollars are about on par.
Yeah.
It'd be about $25 to $30.
Okay.
So it's still not cheap.
No, it's not cheap at all. No. Do you buy a lot of new stuff or secondhand stuff?
I'm at the point now, I'm not sure about anyone else here, but most of the vintage stuff that I want, I have. So most of the stuff I buy now, I buy a lot of newer stuff now, I would have to say. So new releases and that sort of stuff. But when I go to the record fairs, I'm sort of searching for those. People ask me, "What, Frank, what are you looking for? What stuff are you looking for?" And honestly, I don't have an answer. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of when you see it, you know, right?
Exactly,
it's
sort of that. Exactly, mate.
Yeah.
Exactly, I know what you mean. What else do you do on your channel? You did a video, you went to was it Bob Dylan? Bob Dylan or someone famous singer you went to somewhere?
Oh, Neil Young.
Neil Young, yeah.
Yeah, I moved back to my hometown, and this is where Neil Young grew up, and this is where he went to high school. So just for fun, I was driving with my brother, and we tried to retrace, you know, Neil Young's footsteps and where Neil Young lived and where he went to high school And I kind of want to continue more on that, too, because this city really has a rich musical history. And I want to find where Neil Young cut his teeth and where he played some of his early shows. And other bands came out of this city as well. I'm not sure if they're known outside of Canada, but, you know, the Guess Who, American Woman, and Bachman Turner Overdrive, Taking Care of Business, they all came from this town. So one of these days when I have time and I want to kind of trace sort of where these bands cut their teeth and where they played their shows and that kind of stuff. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Definitely. Rock and roll history. I'm really into that as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree, mate. 100%. Well, who's your favorite band at the moment? Favorite artist?
That's the hardest question to answer. As I said earlier, I've been listening to a lot of Joe Bonamassa lately, but you know, it all depends on mood. I can't really. There's so much music out there, and this is great about the times we're living in now. There's just some people complain that there's no filter anymore. Anything, you know, you can access anything, but it's also really great. There's just through Spotify and through the internet and YouTube, and just the options are so endless now. And it's really exciting times in that sort of sense.
Yeah, definitely. What I'm going to do from now on, I'm just going to play music on Apple Music, and if I like it, I'll buy it on vinyl, and that's about it. You know, I don't like going out buying stuff first without hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's the great thing now. You can preview anything you want, right? And you can live with it for a while before you actually purchase the physical copy.
Definitely. And tell us about your audio setup, Frank. For playing.
I have a couple of different ones. I go back and forth between new audio gear and new stereo gear and sort of the vintage stuff. But my main system is, I'm looking at it right now, is a Marantz amp and a CD player. I listen to CDs. Yes, I do.
So, me too. And, so do I.
I'm sorry?
So do I. I play CDs too.
The CDs are great, and I think that they've really been written off. And it's sort of, I was thinking about this the other day when I was walking the dog, and sort of, if you go back 25 years to, there's a lot of parallels between the way vinyl was regarded 25 years ago and the way CDs are regarded nowadays, in the sense that 25 years ago, records were in the bargain bins and people were getting rid of them for pennies in the dollar, and no one wanted them anymore because there was this new technology called CDs. And nowadays, CDs are so ridiculously cheap and people are literally giving them away for at least here, for next to nothing. So it's a really good time, I think, to be buying CDs.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, I agree. Jacob buys CDs, but he doesn't actually play the CDs on his stereo. He plays on the computer.
Okay. And do you have a good stereo setup from the computer, or how does that work?
I've got everything going through a mixer, so it bumps up my audio.
Excellent. Well, yeah, CDs are, you know, for example, I was, the Foo Fighters have a new album out. I really wanted to buy it. And I was looking at the price of it. It was, At the store at the mall, it was $40, and Amazon it was $28, and the CD was $12. So honestly, that was a no-brainer. I bought the CD for $12.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great album, by the way. That new Foo Fighters album, great album.
It is a very good album. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a $40 good album, but it's a $12 good album.
Yeah, definitely. Jacob, any questions for Frank?
How long have you been doing vinyl, if that hasn't been asked already?
No, it hasn't. That's a good question. So since I was a child, to be honest, I'm at the age where I forget how old I am, and my wife laughs at me, but I'm 43. So I grew up sort of my first musical format was records. So the first record I got was back in like 1984, and that was an album called Metal Health by a band called Quiet Riot. And so my first format was records, so 84, so 30 plus years, I guess. But then you go through the phases, right? There's the CDs, and then there was the cassettes and the CDs. And I almost hate to admit this, but in the early 2000s, I went through a phase where I stopped buying physical music altogether because there was all this, you know, downloading in the wild west of the internet. So, of course, I tried that for a while and realized that an MP3 file at 128 kilobytes doesn't sound very good. So, of course, I went back to physical media and got back into the whole world, the wonderful world of vinyl.
Well, that's good, mate. That's good. Aldwin, any questions for Frank?
Yeah, I just like to say, Frank, I am 43 as well, and
it's a good age to be. It's a good age to be.
It is a good age. I feel really good at this age, and I love CDs as well. So you know, no matter what technology people are using, I guess it's got to work for them. And I think they all have their pros and cons. So I personally love CDs, and I love vinyl, and I still even have some cassettes, believe it or not. So I still, you know, still even play cassettes every now and then. So.
You do. Hey, apparently cassettes are coming back. I still have mine. I still buy them, but you know, apparently they are the next big thing. I'm not sure if I believe that or not, but that's what the trendsetters say anyway.
Yeah. That's great. So yeah, look, I think it's awesome what you're doing, and keep up the great work, Frank. It sounds really cool. So back to you, Brad. All right. I've got no other questions.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Okay. Now, a couple of other things, Frank. Have you checked out Matt Hayes's YouTube channel?
Yes, I have. And, you know, there's so many fantastic YouTubers. And Matt, he is in California, I believe, right?
Yes,
he's got right. He's got a very interesting channel. And, yeah, I definitely watch his videos as well.
Okay. And what about David Michael?
David Michael in, well, he lives in Edmonton, which is the city I just moved from. So I've actually sold him records before, and I've bought records from him as well.
Nice.
So, I've watched that channel, and I watch my friend Jax Russell. He's in Canada as well. I watch him. I actually don't even want to start naming names because I'm going to miss some folks. There's a couple I watched in Australia as well. There's Jason Sampson. He's got the Bogan's Guide to Wine. He does a wine YouTube channel. Oh. I forget whereabouts in Australia he is, but I had him as a guest on my channel once because he talked about pairing wine with vinyl because he's really big into vinyl as well. And there's another YouTuber in Australia as well, Craig Vinyl.
Oh, Craig, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Craig Vinyl. That guy's a legend. He hasn't done a YouTube video in months. I'm not sure where he's gone to or what happened, but Craig, come back, mate, if you hear this podcast. You did come back.
Yeah, I love his stuff. It was very interesting. So
definitely.
Yeah. I love watching the Australian ones too, and just because it's a different world. And it's, I know Craig has gone out and about. I think he was record shopping in Melbourne or somewhere around there.
I actually met him when he was in Melbourne.
Oh, did you? How did that happen?
Well, he was down here for work, and he said, "Come, do you want to meet up?" And sure, and I just showed him around a couple of record shops in Melbourne, and goes, "Yeah, that was it." And filmed a bit of video, and that's about it.
And what almost happened to you two?
What, Jacob? Don't say it, please.
Okay, I won't.
So we met up with Craig Vinyl when he was down here last year, I think it was. And good to meet him.
Very cool.
Yep.
So I'm curious. Tell me more about the vinyl scene, and if you don't mind, in Australia,
yeah, sure.
is it just as big? Is it sort of catching on? Or
oh,
record
it's
stores
big.
Opening very, up all over the place.
Oh, yeah, it is, mate. It's huge here in Melbourne, especially in Melbourne. There's like 10, I don't know how many shops from here in Melbourne, but there's a lot, and it is taking off big time. Yeah, it is some big. Yeah.
And who are the customers? Is it sort of the middle-aged guys like me going back, or is it young
people?
Well, it
sort of varies.
Everything.
It sort of varies, really. It varies in person to person, really. Yeah. I mainly go to one shop in. It's called Dutch Vinyl in Abbotsford here in Melbourne, and that's been there for a little bit, and it's a great service, great people. You know, great prices, and you know, a lot of good secondhand stuff. So I mainly go there. And there's another one here in North Melbourne called Heartland Records, which is an awesome shop too. If you ever come to Australia, Frank.
You know, it's on my bucket list. I'd love to go to Australia.
It should. And also, have you listened to a podcast called The Vinyl? What's it called, Jacob? I can't remember the name. The Vinyl Guide. Vinyl Guide podcast.
Yes, I have. That's a very good podcast as well. I like listening to podcasts. I streamed a few of yours this week driving to work. I listened to that vinyl one as well. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole other world too, podcasts. It's fantastic.
Oh,
I mean, why listen to talk radio when you can download a podcast for a topic you are particularly interested in and listen to it?
Definitely. And what did you think of the past episodes of Tech Webcast, Frank? Did you enjoy them all?
Yes, I did. I listened to two or three this week, and it's fantastic. Just the way you can get people together from all corners of the planet just to talk about something via the internet. It's definitely an amazing time we're living in right now.
Awesome. Skype is awesome. It's just easy to use. Just works.
It does. It does.
All right, let's wrap the podcast up. Frank, where can they get hold of you, mate? Do you want to ask you any more questions? Appreciate your time, by the way, Frank. Good to have you on, mate.
Yeah, no worries. I appreciate the invite. Channel 33 RPM. You can find me at www.channel33rpm.com. And I'm always happy to answer questions and talk back and forth. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Channel 33 RPM.
Awesome. One more question, Frank. How many records do you own?
I have not as many as some people would think. I have about 1,300 of them.
Wow, that's a lot.
I think it is, but sometimes you see these collections and people do these videos and they have like 10,000 records and crazy stuff like that, right?
It's unbelievable. So, yeah, it's
but crazy. There's not. I don't think people have enough hours. There's not enough hours in your life, Dale, to listen to 10,000 records.
Exactly. I think it's more to do with the hoarding. I think people like to get stuff and just keep it.
I think it's a really fine line. Because I said I'm up to 1,300. I know some of my records I'll probably never listen to again. So once a year or so, I like to go through them and kind of cull some of them that I won't listen to, and I try to sell them because, I mean, you know, there's just so many hours in the day and the week and the year, right?
Yep, definitely. Do you ever get into a band called Fugazi?
I've heard of them. I'm not super into them. Is that something you'd recommend?
Yeah, I recommend. Awesome band. Great band. Great band.
I will definitely. I've seen their stuff, and I've never really absorbed it, so I'll check that out.
All right. Let's go to Jacob. Last words, mate.
It's always been pretty good. And I can always say we give all-out shout-out to Dean.
Oh, yeah, Dean's grandma's handbag. Yeah, Dean, he does another vinyl channel, Frank. Check him out, too. Dean.
That sounds great. Yeah, send me the link to that, please.
We'll do. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and Tech Webcast. Jake, what about you, mate? We can get hold of you.
You can get me at JazzBot32669. That's it.
Yep. Audwin, what about you?
Yes, hello. You can get me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube channel Aldwin Alternay. You can also search Media Queen or go to aaxpose.com. And I'd love to connect with any of our listeners. And here's to keeping the vinyl alive, hey?
Exactly, definitely.
Nice.
Keep the vinyl alive. It's a good saying there, Aldwin. Will you be watching the grand final today, Aldwin? Football.
No doubt I will be because everyone's talking about it here. So I like watching the guys in their little shorts run around. It really turns me on. So I'll be watching it from a different angle.
Oh, God.
Boing.
Okay.
I just got – I actually got a text just now from a viewer in Australia who said he's saying – he's cheering for the Crows. Is that a team playing? Crows?
Yes, Adelaide Crows. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, he's saying that he's cheering for the Crows, and they got a good chance, apparently. So, go Crows? I'm not sure.
No, they won't win, trust me. They won't win. I want Richmond to win because they're in Melbourne.
And of course, the home team, yes.
Yes, and they deserve to win a grand final. It's been a long time.
There you go. All right, go team, go.
And Frank, one last thing, mate. Mention your online store.
Of course. So it's started completely by accident. I love T-shirts. And I grew up wearing T-shirts as a rock fan. And every rock fan has to wear, you know, a T-shirt. So I started making for myself. And people started asking, where can I get these T-shirts from? So I started posting them online. And now I probably have a dozen different vinyl-related T-shirt designs. And you can find them at shop.channel33rpm.com, shop.channel33rpm.com. And I have very reasonable shipping prices to Australia. I actually had a order to Australia place today. So t-shirts start at $9.99, $10, and shipping to Australia, I think, starts at $5 or $6. So it's not very expensive. So if anyone's into it, just check it out. There's some really, I think, kind of neat designs. If you're into vinyl and you're into t-shirts, shop.channel33rpm.com.
And I can't wait to get mine. Frank, I'll be wearing mine every day, even to bed.
Awesome. You should have it within a week or two.
Awesome, mate. Appreciate that. You're a legend. You're a legend. Jacob, last words. You want to say something at the end before we play the outro, mate?
Nah.
And I think
go Jake, ahead.
I think Jacob wanted a t-shirt too, Frank, by the way. I'll hook him up.
Let's set that up after the podcast.
Sounds good.
All right, mate. Awesome. Thanks, guys, for being on the podcast.
Thank you for the invite.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks, mate.
Thank you for listening to Tech Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. We'll catch you next time. Cheers.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10. Tech Webcast. 9.
Tech Webcast.
7.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
6.
Tech Webcast.
5.
Tech Webcast.
4.
Tech Webcast.
3.
Webcast.
3.
Tech Webcast.
2.
Tech Webcast.
1.
Tech Webcast.
1.
0.
Ignition.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.